God never meant his creation, us, to live apart from his word or to be separated from his word. Yet we know that man says our own human wisdom is enough. And yet God says, no, his thoughts and his ways are much higher than our ways and much higher than our thoughts. God sees eternity all at once. It's important for us to know that God had his word written, scribed down for us to read, for us to know, and for us to live by. With all the things that are going on in the world today, we need something to fall back on that's not fickle, that's not motivated by politics or wealth, that's not going to be changed tomorrow. We need something that is going to be steadfast and solid beliefs that we can stand on and count on. The horrors that are going on in Afghanistan, the horrors that are still going on in Myanmar from the beginning of the year, an earthquake and a hurricane going through Haiti again. And what does man have to offer them? Governments that let them down. Armies that persecute and kill and maim, that steal and rob and destroy, that take possessions. That's the way of the world, and we need something more steadfast than that. We need Jesus Christ, the living Word of God, to guide us through these troubling times. There are some horrible events that have gone on in the last few years. It seems ever since September 11th, 2001, it has gotten worse and worse. But it's curious that God's word tells us that things will get worse and worse towards the end. The storms of life will come more frequently, more powerfully, and it will shake the faith of every person. Sometimes even as the word says, that the very elect, the elect of God, might be deceived. So stick close to the word, stick close to Jesus. If you're feeling out of sorts, cry out to him. Don't cry out to the governor. Don't cry out to the local militia. Cry out to Jesus. He's the only one that is powerful enough to overcome all of these things. We know that in some of these troubling spots around the world, and it doesn't matter if it's in Southeast Asia or the Middle East, whether it's in Africa, South America, the whole world is in an uproar. Natural affection is all but gone, except in the case of believers. Except in the case of believers, because that natural affection comes from Jesus Christ. His love for us, regardless of circumstances, is always a constant in our lives. Cry out to Jesus.